The Bitcoin world has been rocked by an apparent virtual bank robbery. Sean Birch has the details.
One of the most popular Bitcoin exchanges on the internet, Mt. Gox, is missing in action. The Japanese exchange has apparently had over $360 million worth of the online currency stolen. That number represents 6% of the total Bitcoins available. But how did they go missing? CNN Money's Jose Palieri says there are three likely explanations.
Either one, they got duped for months into emptying out their accounts unnoticed. Or two, they got duped into emptying their accounts and they did notice, but they didn't do anything about it because they didn't know how to stop it. Or three, they were in on it and they duped their users.
Palieri says if it was an outside thief, it could have involved an intricate form of receipt fraud.
If you went back to Mt. Gox and you said, hey, look, here's my receipt, here's my electronic receipt that says I never received that transaction, Mt. Gox would refund them. It would send the money again. Now, the problem with this whole thing is that the person did get their Bitcoins, but Mt. Gox thinks they didn't. And so they would continually send this thief Bitcoins over and over again.
Okay, but what does that mean for those who invested in Bitcoin on Mt. Gox?
There's essentially no regulation that covers Mt. Gox. No U.S. regulation. The investors who put their money in there, at the current time, it looks like they're screwed. Because they couldn't pull their money out for weeks, and now they can't even access the website. The website's down.
The Mt. Gox fiasco has had an impact on Bitcoins everywhere, with the currency trading below $500 for the first time since November. Sean Birch, Annenberg Radio News.